Welcome to News of the North. It's June 12th, 2018, and I'm your host, Paul Filio. Here is my co-host, the living legend, Antoine Bergeron.
I don't know why you keep doing that.
Well.
But I.
If you stop winning every contest online and getting all kinds of free crap, maybe you won't be a living legend. But for now, you're still a living legend.
I want something that might be a random draw. Woo!
No. It was all skill. It's all skill. And not the only thing you've won recently because of your skill.
Yeah.
So, for as much as you tell me not to put myself down, you got to take credit where it's due. You are becoming world famous, Antoine.
Yeah. Word famous in tiny circles.
Exactly. It's the expression, the big fish, little pond?
Yeah. Really small fish in tiny ponds.
Oh, well. Everyone's going to start somewhere.
Yeah, sure.
All right, how you doing this week?
Good, you?
Good, that was a kind of delayed reaction. It won't show up in the final editing because I'll edit out the silence, but that was kind of weird and awkward.
Yeah, I was just reading something at the same time. I shouldn't do that while we record.
I was regretting the question at first. Like, never mind, let's move on. Moving right along. All right, so we got a short list this week, so we're going to try to make it quick and painless. We've already made it kind of painful, so we'll get right into it.
As usual.
I don't shut up. That's the problem. First up, Broken Toad brisket bust.
Oh, yes. So, Brisket is was part of the Butcher's team. She is not now in the story part of the Union. However, this is a bust of her Butcher variant. Probably the first one. She doesn't seem to have the scar already. So, original Brisket.
She has a scar?
Yeah, she has been gutted. In the story. That's why she went to her veteran version. And she has a less likely demeanor and a less charm male and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. But yeah, she's a super nicely detailed bust. Now, Broken Toad's done a few other busts, at least one for Guild Ball. They did Angel and Salt. Was there a second one in there? Oh,
they did Rage and they did Piper.
Rage. I forgot about Piper. Yeah, and Rage was very nice, but I don't know. He didn't inspire me as a bust. Angel and Salt, I thought, started to get cool. Piper was awesome, and this is really awesome.
Yeah, she's really good.
Superb detail, just a great likeness to the artwork and the miniature. Very good price, £35 for a 70mm tall bust. I think it's very reasonable for a resin cast bust of that quality.
Yeah, I think so too.
And is this on pre-order or is this available now?
It's available on pre-order. Now. It will ship by the 25th of June.
Oh, well then, I'm wrong. It doesn't say on the page I'm looking at, or I'm missing it.
It says somewhere in the bottom of the page I linked to. It doesn't say pre-order. It just says shipping starts.
In two weeks. All right. Oh, yeah, shipping starts June 25th. I see. Look at you catching all the details. All right.
That's next why I'm up. There.
That's why you're the oil that greases the cogs or the wind beneath my wings or something. next up, Spira Mirabilis. Okay, third try. Spira Mirabilis. Miniatures. The Orc Kong. I'm going to give up trying to say their name. let's talk about this bust. So this is a crazy looking orc.
It's a green skin version of Kong. Of King Kong.
Oh, is that why it's Orc Kong? He does look kind of apish.
Yeah.
I can see that. Okay.
Really savage. Looks like trying to smash something with a giant rock. With a tiny gremlin on the rock, maybe.
There's a something on the rock.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Now, this is not a typical looking orc, and it kind of threw me at first. I kind of like the traditional kind of GW savage orc look.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bit of a departure from that because it also looks very ape-like.
Yeah, which it's a mix of
both. I did not put my finger on that until you mentioned it just now. So that I had the whole, what they call it, uncanny valley thing where I was looking at it and it seemed wrong and I couldn't figure out why. So you just cleared it all up. So it definitely improves the miniature in my eyes. Now that I understand what it is. it's got a lot of character. The face has a lot of expression. Oh, yes. And a couple nice little details, a little scar on his chest, the feathers and stuff dangling from his leather bandolier. That's some nice detail on there. And again, we're seeing the same price point, that 45, well, this is 45 euros. Brisket was
35 pounds. So in the same
price range. Yeah. It's 1 to 12 scale. We don't have an exact height anywhere.
Nope.
Is this on pre-order or is this available now?
That one I don't know.
I'm not even going to try to guess. I mean, it says add to cart and it seems to be available. It's a limited edition, only 193 left in stock.
Yeah.
So, pick yours up while it's available. And it is a cool sculpt. All right. Next in line. I need some new adjectives to describe models because I use cool model, cool sculpt, cool this, good value, very, very often.
It's not my limited English that can help you with the adjectives. Yeah, if we switch to French, maybe, but in English, nah.
I'm going to have to be creative. Okay, next up is Robot Rocket Miniatures. I love the name. Phantom 7.
So this is a bust. It's a bust of...
We're all about busts.
Either a robot or...
Cyborg, or
something that's really cyborg-looking suit.
Yeah, some sort of... He's got a super suit.
Yeah.
Makes me think a little... It doesn't look like Infinity, but it makes me kind of think Infinity.
Yeah, or any sci-fi, or maybe the Ghost in StarCraft.
Yeah, the extreme sci-fi, right? Yeah. Like the
really hard sci-fi, far future...
Ghost in the Shell, that style.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, very, very cool. I didn't actually take a look at the back side of the model. Okay. So you got the, like, a holstered gun on his back and some bits sticking out through the back of his cowl, which seems like a lot of work to cut out holes to line up perfectly with those bits and then put the cowl on, like,
but, yes.
I'm not judging, you know, everyone uses their time as they like. So 80 millimeters from top of head to the bottom of the bust. It's very nice. Sci-fi is not usually my thing, but anyone who has who likes Infinity or whatever will definitely be attracted to this style.
Yes.
And this is on pre-order. Estimated delivery is July 21st, and it's 40 pounds. I don't know if we'd mentioned that before.
Nope.
But again, same price range again. And available a bit later this summer for delivery. All right, next up, Abyssal. Probably. Captain Skull. You interrupted me. Captain Skull, Martelnosk? Man, it doesn't matter how many times I pre-read these things. I mangle them every time. Abyssal, Captain Skull, Martelnosk. Say that 10 times fast, Antoine.
Mm-hmm. No, I won't. Okay, so this is another bust, another limited edition. He is a bit smaller. He's 55 millimeter to the eyes. It's a fantasy pirate captain? Yeah. Whale hunter captain? Not too sure what captain.
He's got a harpoon or a sword type thing. Looks like it's made out of the jawbone of some giant sea creature.
Yes, that looks cool. The rest is pretty regular marine model. Got a pipe, got a leather, kind of a leather coat or a weather coat.
Yeah, like an oiled leather, like a raincoat.
Yeah. Nice trinkets here and there.
It's a very nice model. I don't know, it's a limited edition. Casted by Broken Toad, so that makes sense. So you had some good casting there. There's 151 copies in total. And he's 40 euros, so again, that same price point, that same magic number. 55 millimeter to the eyes, so he's probably about the same size. It looks like he's probably in that 60-65 millimeter to his tallest point, mm-hmm. top of the head.
He's really not that wide, though, because of the weapon. So
yeah, exactly.
That throws off a bit the number.
Yeah. I don't think he'll appear out of scale with the other ones we talked about. Or not by much, anyway. Not that that really matters, but anyway.
No.
So yeah, cool model, 40 euros. Check it out. What's next? Okay. Artel W Miniatures, Witch Hunter.
So this is not a bust or a eye size, a bigger size model. This is a 28 millimeter scale miniature of a sci-fi Witch Hunter. So not at all an inquisitorial Witch Hunter for 40k proxy.
Not at all. I somehow missed the fact when I looked at the model the first time that he's stabbing someone through the neck with a sword. I completely ignored that part of the model. I just saw like the cool Witch Hunter pose. I'm like, oh, that's neat. Wonder why he's looking down. Oh, he's looking down because he's killing someone. Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yep.
I
like the detail level on him. He's really intricate. He wears kind of a what I would find on a Rogue Trader
outfit. Yeah, he definitely makes me think Rogue Trader more so than Witch Hunter,
yeah,
which is kind of funny. I mean, he's got a lot of religious iconography on him, too, and he definitely suits... The model's well suited to be proxying an Inquisitor or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but for some reason, he makes me think Rogue Trader as well. He's a ton of pieces.
Yes.
If you look at the number of parts he comes in, it's crazy. There's two different heads.
Yeah, there's 16 parts. That's a lot for a 28-millimeter miniature.
Yeah. It appears the person he's stabbing through the throat is some sort of undead ghoul zombie thing, something, something. So you don't feel too bad for him.
A mutant or a Nurgle plague mutant, zombie,
good choice,
whatever.
Good choice, yeah. Oh, he's got a different backpack, too. This is a really cool model. The more I look at it, the more awesome he appears to be. And you seem to have... you can actually mount him without the body on the base. He's got one where he's stabbing someone through the neck, and he's got one where he's just holding the sword. So that is very cool. And again, price point is quite reasonable, $18.99 US.
For the amount of material you get there?
for a resin cast model, it's very cheaper than an original GW single plastic model nowadays. Because I think those are just over $20 US. Or even $30 US. So, I think it's reasonably priced for what it is, considering all the number of parts and the intricate detail.
Yeah.
And that is available now. All right. Next up, Puppets War Elite Trooper.
Yeah. So those are really it's hard to say regular when there's elite in the name, but they are your standard elite sci-fi trooper. They would fit well as Imperial Guard Stormtroopers or Kazurkin or...
Astra Militarum.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Showing your age there, Antoine.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm terrible. I can't help it. I'm sorry.
They're again, nice. They are not that dissimilar to other stuff we've seen from Puppets War or even from the regular Stormtrooper. They're just a variant that you can use and look for if you want a just slightly different look.
Yep. And it's got the same awesome Puppets War pricing. 30 euros for 10 resin models. How do you go wrong?
Yeah.
If you want...
All the heads are separate, so if you want to use one of their different head sets,
yep.
There's a ton of choice on their website.
Absolutely. So I really like the way these guys look. They're kind of a little more sci-fi than 40K, like a little more high-tech.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it makes them look different, makes them look awesome.
And they fit more of an alien style.
Mm-hmm.
More industrial, less gut.
They make me think Mercs, the CCC.
Yes,
that style of. True. Yeah, that's going way back. All right, awesome stuff though. And again, I think at 30 euros, it's a very reasonable price. And next up, sorry, the doc is a little, the formatting is a little messed up, and it caught me off guard. Punga Miniatures. Battle Doge, fan starter pack number 4.
Yeah, so this is a battle pack. It's a combo pack, the one we have linked in the show notes. However, you can get all 4 miniatures by themselves. This is the second set of Battle Doge, or Canny Tours, or Dog Centaurs, or however you want to call them.
Yeah, Dog Centaurs is a good description.
That's what they are. Awesome collectible miniatures. You can use them for RPGs. There's a dog RPG. It's not made for a dog centaur, but they could easily fit in that also. They're just nice, even for painting. So this set, you have a husky, a greyhound, a Shiba Inu, and a Chow Chow.
Yep. And, it's also important to mention that the models are available separately, individually.
Yes. So the whole set is $60 right now. It's
on sale.
Pre-sale. Yep. And the individual models are just under $18.
Yeah, US. Yeah.
Yes.
It's important to note, though, that that Punga Miniatures is free shipping for $70 US. So you'd have to add one more model. Darn it. To get the free shipping.
Well, just another dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Or another battle dog.
I really like the Doberman Knight from the previous the previous set. So I think these are awesome.
And they have more coming. They run some polls for the fans, and the next races have already been decided.
Only in miniature collectibles and miniature wargaming will you have polls for which dog centaur do you want to make next. I love our hobby, Antoine. All right. And enough for the Battle Doge. Let's go into the next section of the news, which is our Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. And we got a short list, but a good list. And first up is Happy Games Factory Arena Bots.
So this is a board game with miniatures for 2 to 4 player in the universe of Eden. So you are playing one of four, what would they call, a pilot, butt pilots. So they control butts on a factory.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. My pronunciation of butt is probably not the right one.
Well, butt pilots is pretty interesting, but yeah, bot pilots, yeah. Sorry. It's not your fault. It just caught me off guard and it made me giggle.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm super tired, so like the childish in me is pretty high right now. Okay.
So
go on, keep talking about your
How do you say that boat?
Bot.
Bot.
Okay. Like you bought something.
Oh, okay. Right?
Like you bought a toy.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Bot pilot.
There you go.
Okay.
Excellent.
There are 4 bot pilots, and large variation of bot. Bot? Whatever. Robots. So
it's all good.
You're playing, you can try to control them, ag them, destroy them, and you accumulate points. So it's a board game, comes with hexagonal tiles, all the cardboard you need to play, and the nice miniatures.
Yeah, and there's some cool exclusive miniatures like the Catbots, which looks pretty awesome. I'm a big fan of Catbots. Or Catbots, in Antoine's previous pronunciation. This looks like a really cool game. Lots of, like, I love the Eden aesthetic. Like, I love their artwork and stuff. They have such a good team developing that. Yeah, and the little accessories and stuff are really cool. And I'm just looking at some of the bots you can unlock. They have an Oni Centaur robot bot, the Carmen Hadakuma, that looks really cool. A lot of neat things. All right, let's look at the numbers here. Before I get too distracted by the shinies. So, basic game with stretch goals, 55 euros. Seems pretty reasonable. For 115, you get, the game, the unlock stretch goals, and 3 add-ons of your choice. So that's it. And I like that. I like the Kickstarters that don't have 800 million pledges. Like, it's just a confusing mess. Two is a great number. All right. And let's look at the actual numbers. So, they have a goal of 35,000 euros. And they are currently at 14,548 euros. So they're a little under halfway there. With 9 days left to go. Do you know when this Kickstarter started?
Not that long ago, the end of last week on the 7th. So it's a pretty short Kickstarter.
Yeah. So they have 9 days left to go. If it receives its funding target, this Kickstarter will complete June 21st, 2018. Next up. Willy Miniatures, Vampire Team 2.0. Oh, it's our mandatory Blood Bowl.
Exactly. So you get the Knights of Emperor, which are your good players, and you get a bunch of Trolls, which are your regular linemen. And that's it. Nice resin miniatures, add-ons to get different models. Most of the Trolls are female, so it's more I have been up in mind that
fan service
type of models.
Let me look at the Thralls. I didn't see. I mean, they don't look. They're not scantily clad or anything, are they? No, not really.
No, but some of the add-on ones are a bit less.
I'm like, I see the. There's one female, I think, in the default Thralls.
Yeah.
She's fully dressed. Mm-hmm. I didn't go to the add-ons, so let me go look down.
Yeah. They're not that scantily clad, but they
they're fully midriffs closed.
Are showing, and there's a cheerleader too.
Right, pardon me for the coughing. Well, the cheerleader's cool with like the giant snake. I don't know. I think they're tasteful.
Yeah,
they're wearing they're about as much as
there's just more female ratio than if it was Game Workshop doing Vampire Team.
Fair enough. and it comes with a pitch and everything at some pledges. That's really cool. I think these are nice models. They preserve the GW aesthetic of the original Vampire Team, which I own, so I can actually speak with some authority on this. But they bring it forward into a modern sculpting style. So I think it's well done. What's the price point here? So the team is 55 euros. And that gets you 6 vampires and 10 thralls, so the full 16 players.
And all the stretch goals.
Yeah, animal stretch goals. $20, 20 euros shipping for the rest of the world. So shipping is nearly a third the price of the team. A little over a third. So that's a little pricey, but it is what it is. And then there's the deluxe level, which comes with a two-sided pitch and dugout stuff, and that's really nice too, for 85 euros. I think that's a good value. So let's look at the numbers here. I'm not alone. So they're looking for 2,500 euros, and they're currently at 19,955 euros. So I guess they're doing okay. And the Kickstarter will fully fund on Thursday, June 21st, 2018. Last but not least, this is also becoming a weekly thing. Lovecraft Design and Manufacture, 3D printable, All Roads Lead to Rome.
So this is a line of 3D printable models for with a Roman theme and ancient Rome. So if you're into Gangs of Rome or Arena Rex or other historical games, that's what you're looking for. They are using the Dragonbite and OpenLock STL format, like for interlocking the tiles, but the rest of the designs for them. There's some miniatures, and there's a bunch of terrain, and also road tiles. Those are pretty interesting. They look nice.
Yep. There's a lot of nice stuff. I'm looking at the... It's an arena, but it's more like a chariot arena. And I think that looks really, really cool. All the statuary and everything that they have, the giant brazier. It's really neat.
I especially like the catacombs and... how do you call that?
The underworld pack they have, yeah.
Yeah, the one, it makes me think of Asterix and Obelix, the one, some of them are in Rome where they're flooding. So, these igloos, sewers.
Yeah.
Yeah. They look really good.
Sewers and aqueducts and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's really quite nice. This looks like well-designed 3D. There's some 3D that's less well-designed. They have nice, they have actual prints of pretty much everything. And they're pretty honest about what the prints look like. I think this is well designed because the prints look phenomenal. Also, I like the 3D printed trees and stuff. I think it's good design for trees and they're well painted so they show off well. They have a nice fountain. This is not a, and they actually even have some examples of what you can build. Because it's an interlocking tile set, it's not a bunch of predefined buildings, so you can kind of be creative like Lego. It's nice. I mean, but like anything well designed, it comes at a price. Which I don't think is necessarily unreasonable. So, if you want, and there's a few different pledge levels because there's different, I guess, sets in the Kickstarter. So you have 44 euros gets you either the Roman miniatures pack, which is a bunch of like different, citizen miniatures doing different things, which are cool. There's the Roman City Pack, which gets you all the city tiles. There's the Underworld Pack, which gets you all the sewer tiles.
Or for 88, so the price of 2, we get all 3 packs.
3, yeah, exactly. And then you can do the 130 euro pack, which gets you everything from this one, plus stuff from their previous Kickstarter. It goes up from there. There's a lot of options. Like I said, it's really nicely designed stuff. And, yeah, they're also doing extremely well. So they're looking for 500 euros. There are 8,196 euros. So, it's your chance to own a little bit of Rome. There are 7 days to go on the Kickstarter, and the Kickstarter will complete on my birthday, Tuesday, June 19th, 2018. It's, there was almost a clever analogy there, like a clever connection, because I turned 43 this year, but sadly the pledges are $44. So I thought it was gonna be funny, like 44, 44. Next year. Gonna run something for next year for my birthday.
Yeah, at the same price.
Exactly. So here, are you listening to me, guys? Yeah. We'll talk. All right. So that's it for this week. We managed to keep it in a reasonable time. Still 30 minutes, no matter how short it is. I rambled too much.
We only had 9 items. And
I know, I'm still terrible. I don't shut up. I told you. It is. Oh, well. That's what I get for being the entertaining one as opposed to the intelligent one. I'll see you next week, Antoine.
Sure. Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PR Filio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find The Nerd Bite, daily themed updates about several facets of nerddom, with main focuses on the Marvel Cinematic Universe and things that fall under the Super Hulock fandom. Also, nerdy adventures, conventions, theme parks, and loot crates. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.